We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are continuing the sugya here of Shemayna Shratzim, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, a middle line, Va'akati. The Gemara brought down that we know the Mishnah says that all Shemayna Shratzim, if you give it a wound, a chabura, the halacha is that it's a chabura in Shabbos. That means it must have skin, besides for meat, basar has to have skin, and the skin is holding the blood in. And the Gemara first wanted to compare it to Tumah, where Rav Yechim and Rav holds all Shemayna Shratzim also have skin and basar, and then therefore only the basar is Tameh and skin is not Matameh. But the Rabbanan there hold that four Shratzim, Oiron, Kibsaron, that they are Matameh. The Gemara thought maybe the Pshat is because those four don't have skin, and therefore Gavet Shabbos also won't be a Chiyav Chabura. The Gemara says, no, in your Shabbos, all eight of them have skin. So Xer is the cause of by Tumah that four are not, that four are metame kabasa, and it's not a din skin, four of them not. But Shabbos no machlokes. That's what Rabbi Rav Huna Meshem Rab wanted to say. It's not machlokes, Rabbanan agree. Fek demar akasha, vakati, lian Shabbos, the pligi, tell me, ilgavi Shabbos, there's no machlokes, but I'll show you a different brisa. It sounds like there's machlokes. Vatayim, into the brisa. Hatzot echod meches shrotzim, mur v'tayra. Someone who captures one of the eight shrotzim, or hachayv v'hem, or he wounds one of them, yechayv. B'shrotzim, sheyeshlam oirois. And but the Brisa says, not every shrotzim, only shrotzim that have skin. In Mashma, not everyone has skin, only the shrotzim that have skin. Ve'ezu hi chabura she'en chezeres. What's a chabura that's not going back, which means only chayiv for a chabura, that the blood won't go back into the basar. It's out for good, and, you know, it'll come out one day. It'll turn into a scab, something. Ve'ezu chabura she'en chezeres. Nitzer adam, afish liyotza. Even though it doesn't come out yet, but if it's there... It becomes in one place, it gets combined in one place, and you see the dam from the outside, it's right by the skin, that's called a chabura. That's the Tanakama Shita, which sounds like that the chabura is only by some of the shrotzim, only the ones that have iris. All eight shrotzim have iris. So here, it's the brises regarding Shabbos, and you find that there are only a certain shrotzim that have a chayv, not every sharet. Who could that be? It must be the Rabbanan hold that only four shrotzim have R regarding Tumah, but the other four are like Basar and don't have R, and that's what this Brisa means. So you see, the Rabbanan argue even by Shabbos. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Rav Ashi, like we said before, there's three Shittas. So this Shitta is Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Ashi, man Tanakama Rav Yehuda. The also Basar Gishcha. Rav Yehuda, it's Mavuya, doesn't go with the Pasuk of Eilah HaTmeim, because if we went with the Pasuk of Eilah HaTmeim, all four or five of the Pasuk would it have a din ur and kibsaron, that the ur is matam like basar. Rav Yehuda says, no, only three of them have a din of ur kibasar, and it's anaka, the koyach, and the chaymet. And it must be because he holds that in metzias, those three are different, and they don't have skin. And he goes, basagishta, how thick the skin is. If it's a thick skin, it's called skin. If not, it's not called skin. It's not called leather, it's not called hide. The Tanan, Van Tanakam the Rehuda, does was the Gishta, goes Basa, Gishta, which means thickness. The Tan Rehuda, Imer, Halata, Kecholda, Halata, one of those four, the Rabbanan said that a Matame, that's like a Cholda, it's not Matame. That's what the Rabbi Huda said. And he said that the R of the Halata is like R of Cholda, it's not Matame. So you see, it's not Al the Psukim. A Rabbanan, the Pligla Rechnam, a Rabbanan, Agra Rechnam, Lian Tumma, Lian Shabbos, Maidalu, he's Maida regarding Shabbos. Because it's exerus akasav by tumah. It's not because of svara of gishsa how thick it is. It's exerus akasav. Only by tumah you have exerus akasav for these four. The ur is matamik kabasa. But everything else, like Gavi Shabbos, they all have a din skin. Freddie Markasha, if you tell me now that the Rabbanan and Yochanan ben Uri both agree to one idea that all eight shrotzim have a din chayil b'hem. So the kasha is the brisa on Omid Aleph, the bottom of Rama Aleph. It says Vatanya Hatzor Echo Meshmoyin Shvatzim Mur Mutayra Oyachel Vehem. It says Chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. L'chayr, it's not only Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. L'chayr, the Rabbanan agreed to that also. Yochi, Hay Divrei Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. Divrei Rabbi Yechim Machlukas Shayim Baylei. It's Rabbi Yechim and the ones who argue with him. The Rabbanan who argue with him in Masechtas Chulin. All agree to the same thing. Then, well, you're right. Tani, the Rabbi Yechim Nur, Rabbi Chagusa. Taka, bigaris like that. So, the Adkan, the Machlokes there, the Shaila had to learn up the Shemayna Shrotzim, and Lamaisa comes out that Fidav and the Omar, Rabbi Yechim Nur and the Chum both agree that Shemayna Shrotzim have a Chabur in Shabbos, And all one who argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there will be three of the Shvatzim that will not have a Din Chaburah because their skin is not thick enough. How do you know that a chaburah is only called a chaburah if it's something that's not chazeres? Chazeres again means, like we said before, that you give someone a wound, so the blood starts coming out of the basa. And it has to be a type of wound that the only reason it didn't come out into the world is because the skin blocked it. But let's say it's a type of wound that it just moved around in the basa, the blood, but it'll go right back in. Eventually, that's not called a chaburah. And if it's, how do we know that? Menayin lechaburah she'ein chazeres. How do you know chaburah is something that doesn't go back? So, tomorrow the chsiv, I'm bringing a car from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, "Yehapich kushi oiray v'nomach haroisav." Could a black person switch his skin, or could a person who's spotted switch his spots? So, my chaburoisav ilim v'adikay rikmi rikmi. If it means simple, it means someone who's spotted with like a spots. Hi, v'nomer chabu b'roisav, nomer gavonu b'leish. Should say he's changes colors. Why does it say change chaburus? The elamai, what does it mean? It means real wounds, chaburus. And we're comparing it to kushi. Ma ori the kushi in chazaras. It's like a skin of a kushi of a black person is never chazar. Af chabura in chazaras. Same thing. A chabura is not chazaras. Will not go back to its original form, and it must be that the chaburah is where the dam is coming out, it's not going back in. Ad kan the sugya of choyvel by the Shmoyin Shvatzim and by chaburah. Zok to Gemara Vayit, said in the Mishnah, talking about tzad and killing and also choyvel, so it says, v'shar shar shkotzim v'ramasim, ha-choyvel behem potter, and I tell him, sorry, chayv shar potter. So it says that shar shkotzim v'ramasim, if you're choyvel in them, you're potter. And we said, why? Because they don't have skin. That's why you're potter. That's your potter. So the word like a diak, it's mashma, there's no choyvel. But killing them, you're not like kill a bug. You're not like kill a little fly. Shar shkotzim, ha harga, it's mashma. If you kill it, then you're chayv. It's only not a chabur, but if you kill it, you're chayv. Man tana, who's his tana? Who's the tana of our Mishnah holds that if you kill a bug, you're chayv? It's Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanan, we learned in the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Hahoyreg, Kino. If a person kills a lice, or louse, maybe is the right word in English, Hari Kino, Vashabis, Kahari Gomel Shabbos. If you kill a lice on Shabbos, it's just as bad as killing a gomel, which just what I was trying to say, just as bad, huge animal like a camel, same thing if you kill a lice. Anything that has a life, if you kill it, you are chayf in a tzilos Hashamu, which is a toldo of Sheikhet. Maskelo Rav Yosef. So that's what it says. Our Mishnah must be going to Rav Eliezer because our Mishnah's Mashmah is only no chabura by Shkotzim v'Ramasim, but it does have hariga. If you kill it, you are chay. Maskelo Rav Yosef. At kan le'pli Rav Bonalad Rav Eliezer El Bekina Deinah Par Rava. Rav Yosef says, "What are you talking about? Our Mishnah is not dafka Rav Eliezer. Machlokes Rav Eliezer is only regarding lice. That there, Deinah Par Rava, lice does not reproduce." The part of Rabbim, but other Shkotzim Ramasim that do reproduce, loy pligi, they all agree that there is an Isser of the Tilas Hashama. They both learn out from the same thing. In the Mishkan, where do you have Sheikhet or the Tilas Hashama in the Mishkan? By the Elim Adamim, you had to get certain hides from the Elim, from the animals called the Elim, and the shaila is, what do you learn? How much compared to the elam does it have to be? They both learn that from the elam of it says elam or adam, they shechted it because of the hides. And the shaila is, how compared to it does it have to be chayiv on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer saw, okay, elam, elam, shishman, tils, shama, koshish, tils, shama. Just like elam or something that's alive, say anything that's alive, you chayiv for. One sorry, no, that's even more than that. Elam, elam, the parum v'rabim that they reproduce, af called the parum, anything that reproduces. So therefore, Rav Yosef is tining that our Mishnah is a kuliyama. Shkotzim v'Ramasim do reproduce, and therefore there's chayiv from Tilas Hashama. The whole machlokes is only by a kina, a lice doesn't reproduce. Only a bayav a kina ain't part of Rava. A kina doesn't reproduce. Vav Amar Yosef v'Karish Baruch Hu v'Zon mekarni re'ima v'Beitz Kinim. It says in the Gemara by Zohar maybe that Hashem feeds the karni re'imim, which means the huge animals called the re'im. Va'ad beitei kinim, and told, it's like an antelope, about Beitzei Kinim and told the little tiny lice that just came out of the eggs. That's what we think it means right now, Beitzei Kinim. So you see, that comes out of eggs. It's reproduced the same way that other animals reproduce, comes out of an egg. And so you see, it has the same reproduction like other animals. So what's going on here? Why are you telling me that the only like is by Kino, which doesn't reproduce? You see from this thing, it does reproduce. It does reproduce. I'm saying, Agav, that they speak out, that they say that the truth is that our lice also, they do come out of little eggs, and they already they declare what's pshat of thing, like I argument is not like that. So they're maybe talking about a certain type of lice, so that don't bring a riot from our days. But the Gemara is bringing a riot from the Gemara that says Beitzei Kinim. So the Gemara Minahu the Mikri Beitzei Kinim. It's a min. It's a type of species of lice that's called Beitzei Kinim. Vatanya Tvuya, not a kasha, same type of kasha. It says in the Braisa, saying a different type of lice. It says Vatanya. It says in the Braisa, Tefuye ubitzei kinim. So you see again, it puts together beitzei kinim. So you see, it has it's a little baby kinim coming out of beitzim. Same terms again. We know the mikra beitzei kinim. It's a min called beitzei kinim. Beitzei marakasha, very parosh. It's a type of bug. The par of rabba, a tiny little brisa. It's called parosh b'shavus. If you capture a parosh b'shavus, it's machlekes. Bless the mechayiv. Rabbi Shul pointed. So you see, there's machlekes even by a parosh that's part of rabba. Even there's machlekes. So I can say Rabban don't agree with anything part of rabba that's called tilos hashama. He receives machlekes regarding tzad, regarding capturing. So he's machlekes even by a parosh that's part of rabba, still machlekes. So Dr. Marav Rashi, I don't know what you're talking about. Say the ahariga karam. He asked me kasha from trapping to ahariga killing. Ad kan lepliger les rabba Yeshua ela. They're only arguing by trapping. The Marasava are Dovashain of Nitzod Chayiv. Even something that's not normal to capture, you can be Chayiv. Marasava, no, Potter. If that's something that's normal to capture, it's Potter. We had this Machlekes before on Dafka Vav on base. And that's this Machlekes. Avala Inyan Hariga, I thought of Rishua Maida. Maybe regarding killing, even Rishua is Maida. It's even a Pella what the Havamina is to compare the two things. Trapping is Machlekes because not meeting Nitzod. But the Gavi killing? Maybe everyone agrees, Taka, like the Gemara said, that parish is just part of Rava. Everyone will agree that that type of bug will be Chayiv in a Tzilah Sashama. So the Gemara Vaita, it said in the Mishnah that these bugs and flies and bees, these things, Hatzadon Tzairich is Chayiv. If you capture it, trap it, because you need it, then you Chayiv. But if you're trapping it, not because I need it, just to trap it, the loch is that you're Potter. What's the Pshat? Mantana. Who's the man that holds your Potter? It's going to Rav Shimon holds, even though you do malacha, but if it's not l'tzarech l'gufa, I don't need the outcome, it's not what I want, then you're potter. It has plagues a bunch of times in Masechta already. Rehud Rav Shimon, Rehud holds yichayiv, Rav Shimon holds yipotter. The example that in the Mishnah that we have between plagues of Shimon and Rehud is someone who carries a mace out of the house to get him out of the house. The halacha is that's cool, halacha shechil gufa, because I don't really need the haitzah. I just want them out of the house. Or even if the Gemara says, even if I'm bringing it to bury it, it could be it's called shechil gufa, because I'd rather not have a mace in the first place. So here also, according to Rabbi Shimon, if I'm just capturing it because I want it out of here, whatever reason like that, not because I want the actual fly, the halacha is yipata, and that's our Mishnah. Ikid the Master Allah. Some say this is Hudam Arab on a different Mishnah. In the Mishnah Idis we had before, Amar Aleph, Hamafis Morsa B'Shabbos, someone who makes a hole in a pus pimple on Shabbos. Im Lassis La Peh, if he's trying to make a pad that's going to be here for a while, for the ear to go in and out, and to take out pus, both. Chai, they chai, because you're trying to make a good Pesach, and that, Rashi said, Amar Aleph, either it's B'Shem Baino or Tikkun Kli, which is Makar Apatish. Im Lohitzi Menelechav, just to get out the pus, then you potter. Then the Lach is a potter. So on that, Mishnah, Man Tana, who's the Tana? Amar Hudam Rav, Rabbi Shimon, he don't Malacha change to Gufa Patla. On that din, that Moitz Melech is Patla, it's Rabbi Shimon holds Malacha change to Gufa is Patla. Vigi the Master Laha, some say this Memra of Hudam Rav on a different thing, on a different Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, Atzad Nachash B'Shabbos, someone who captures or traps a snake on Shabbos. Imisasik Vashloy Shechenu, if he's doing it so it shouldn't bite him, he doesn't need the Nachash, he doesn't need the snake, then you're Patla. V'im, if he's trapping the snake because he wants a refuah, chayiv. Man Tana, who's this man? The Yama holds you potter when you trap in the nachos, it shouldn't hurt you. Or who the Marav Shimni the Malachos Yisugu about the Leha. Zok the Gemara, right? It's all fear of Shimon holds Malachos Yisugu for his potter. Amar Shmuel, Hashoyle Dag Min Hayam. Someone who takes a dag out of the water, and Rashi and Tosafot speak out. We're not talking about a case over here of trapping. It was trapped already, but the fish was alive, swimming away. He took the fish out. So when are you chayiv for netilas hashama? So Shmuel says, kiven sheyovish boy kesela, when it dries up, when its skin is dry like a sela, like a coin, then talacha is yechayiv. Coin means a size. It got dried, part of its skin got dry in the size of a coin. Talacha is yechayiv because of netilas hashama. We're saying already, it was trapped already. But when you have tilas hashama, when it starts drying, if it didn't dry that much, you can still throw it back in the water and it'll be alive, no problem. And reis v'avin uben sampirav. This fish has to get dry by its scales. That is where by its fins. That's where it gets dry. That means it's a simen that it's dying. But if it didn't get dry in that place, it got dry in a different place, not near its fins. Then it could still be alive and throw it back in, it could still live. Omar Vashi, Loitemi Yavish Mamish, Elafilo Ovid, Dur Ovid Riri. Now, when we say it's dry, like the size of a cell, what does dry mean? It doesn't mean it has to be dry, like Mamish, like, you know, crackly, that dry. Just Ovid Riri. It's dry enough that when you touch it, like things come out of it already. That's how dry it is. That's already considered dead, and Yechayev Kuntil Sashama. So the Gemara writes, "Omar Mar Bar Hamduri Amar Shmuel." Mar Bar Hamduri said over a merim from Shmuel, "Hoishit Yodai." Someone stuck his hand lemei behema into the stomach of a hema, and there was an ubra there. There was a fetus there. The dildul ubra shemeha. He moved the baby in the stomach. Chayiv. He is chayiv on Melech Hashav. Which chayiv? Pasha will see. It's like kaitzer. My timer. Why is chayiv? Amar Rava Baramduri Asli, Baramduri explained to me, Lava Rav Sheshes, Haiman Tosh Kashusa Mehizmi Vihigi. Someone who detaches haps. Kashusa is haps that you make beer out of. It grows on top of thorns. He detached it from the thorns. Machai Mishim Oikadov Magduli, Chai because Oikadov Magduli, which is a Toldo of Kaitzer. Hachinami, here also, Machai Mishim Oikadov Magduli, here also, whereby you take the baby and you move it out of its place, and you detach it from the mother. In the mother's stomach, the halach is yoyiv kaitzer because oiker dava migidulai. Amar Rava, which oiker dava pashtus, it's mleches shoynim, but pashtus it's a mleches kaitzer. Some say it's a mleches of geizes, and there's even other rishonim who learn that it might be other things. But that's the two main pshatim. It's either kaitzer or geizes. Amar Abaya, hayman the tallish pitra. There's a mushroom that was growing on top of a cheres pitra meuna de chatzva. He detached a mushroom from the cover or a keli, like a earthenware keli. He took the mushroom off the jug. It was growing on the jug, and he detached it. We had this mission before. If you detach a plant from otzis nakuv, otzis that has a hole, a flower pot that has a hole in it, then chayiv, because it's attached to the ground. If it's not attached to the ground, there's no hole, potter. It's growing in a flower pot. Why is it worse if it grows in a flower pot than grow on top of earthenware keli? So tomorrow, yeah, it is worth. You know why? Hasam lafan rabise. That plant, that flower, was supposed to be growing in the ground. It was growing in a flower pot. That's not its normal way of growing. Therefore, there's no chiyav kaitzer. Hakan rabise. This is the way mushrooms grow. They grow on these earthenware kalim. This is the derech. If it's a derech, then chayav kaitzer. Like Rashi says, lav rabbi is the ain derech zriya sham. That's the ikka way. The mushrooms and those paps, that's the ikka way it grows, and therefore you can be chayav. Mashenke ba'ot she'enokov, that's a regular plant that you're putting in a flower pot out of a hole. That's not its normal way of growing, and therefore you're not chayav.